The research appears in this month's issue of the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Results showed that breathing in hot, humid air triggered an immediate increase in airway resistance and consistent coughs in patients with mild asthma, but little or no response in healthy subjects. Although when the asthmatic patients used an ipratropium aerosol before breathing in the air, they did not experience airway constriction. Dr. Don Hayes, medical director of the Lung and Heart-Lung Transplant Program at Nationwide Children's Hospital, led the research before coming to Columbus at the University of Kentucky Medical Center. While it's widely known that cold, dry air induces problems for asthmatics, Hayes says the effects temperature increases have in these patients are generally overlooked. He's working on additional research in Columbus, but Hayes says this latest study shows the importance of air temperature and humidity in asthma patients and introduces potential new drug targets for treating the condition. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.